is the Estonian word for whisper. So there's definitely some whispers in there. It's produced usually by a team of between one and three.
Four, I think, is the record.
Oof, back in my day.
Debatable.
People who are sort of attached to the leadership group. Some years they are leaders who also double in that role. Sometimes they're a dedicated role. Being the 60th year, it's probably highly likely or hopeful that it'll be dedicated people. And it's usually people who sort of put their hand up to do that. They don't have to have any experience, graphic design or anything like that. They just dive in and make a newsletter. Important things in this are sort of things like from the day before, or basically covering the day before as best as possible, have like the inspection results, any award winners, any important information coming up. The Sozin usually comes out around lunchtime,
ideally,
depending. In previous years, it was always printed, either on printers we brought or on Camp's printer with questionable
quality
and questionable, are we allowed to do it? Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
We just do it.
Last year, A, because of COVID, and B, because we couldn't be bothered.
What does that mean when you say this shit?
Because you couldn't be bothered. We mostly just sort of put it on the website, our website, and got the kids to look at it on their phone.
I think it was a green lack of involvement in terms of the kids, though, because like the whole like tradition of like having something to read at lunch was what was interesting about it.
Yeah. Like getting to put it up on display in your hut and things. If anyone wants to see the Sozins, I've got my, there's a pink folder floating around. That's all old Sozins going back to 2000.
Yeah, you know, so on that exact
topic. It was very weird. As a camper last year, it was a very weird sort of experience compared to your last time, to just have the Sozin on your phone, because, like, you would read it at lunch.
So even though the quality's better, it
no
it
one was doing
it's not the same.
It doesn't feel the same.
And you're in the discussion, because I feel like as well, when you're, like, reading off your phone, it would be a lot more of, like, an...
And we do like, try and discourage the phone use as well, so it's kind of...
I think it contradicts that.
It's a bit...
So, yeah, people were just back of their huts, and when they're, you know, bringing up the Sozin, there's just the, I could read this, or I could go on Facebook.
And so I could scroll through TikTok.
Like, we've
had these discussions many times.
Well,
there were some important reasons, and one of them is it takes a long fucking time to print that many systems.
And the wastage.
Basically, you print a bunch, and every time you go, you clean up the cell, there's solvents everywhere, they're covered in tomato sauce, and it's just... It's pretty wasteful as well.
Could we
stapling them takes forever as well.
Could we do like three a table or something instead of like one for everyone?
It's sort of open to whoever takes on the role.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Do we have anyone down for it yet?
I've asked Jacinta and... Oh my god, Ronan. Ronan may be here. Oh, actually, I haven't asked Jacinta personally. I asked Ronan to ask Jacinta and I asked you to ask Jacinta. Not Jacinta, oh my god, Freya. What did she say?
She's still umming and ahhing.
Okay. If they say no, then Eric and I will go back to the drawing board.
Yana and Warwick?
They're doing sort of a TV.
Oh, and that's what they want to do. That needs its own thing.
Is it also fair to say that one of the key purposes of Sozin is to cultivate the cultural obsession with gossip?
Yes, yes, but we're trying to narrow down specific types of gossip to eliminate them. Now, on one important reason for the Sozin as well is a historical
archival
thing. And as Tammy just mentioned, you look at Sozin from 10 years ago, like, I remember that. Or, who's that old person?
20 years ago.
But it's also, for one of the roles for the Sozin is in media and journalism, just photographing and documenting camp.
You'll spend your days photographing, then you will go into your evenings and edit, take it to a parent. They'll give you their opinion, edit some more.
This year we had a WhatsApp group, so everyone could just take photos on for themselves and chuck them into the WhatsApp group, because that was the best. But
WhatsApp we use because of the quality of the photo is better.
And I ended up having my phone memory just clogged with over 1,000 photos and videos of just...
It was actually really good for Tara and I building the website. It was
fantastic for that. And it was much better because, Ella... not. This El Aranco was on a hut as well, which normally media isn't. So it just helped so they didn't have to So we just get more eyes on King.
Bless you.
As well. So I think, honestly, regardless of who does doesn't this year, I vote we still do the WhatsApp group.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We did it through Facebook previously, but
yeah, Facebook Messenger, but it compresses it too much, yeah. But WhatsApp's good.
We tried to use that other upload site, but that was playing up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah.
And that way, whoever's doing the social media as well, because Marika did it previously, obviously, she's not
there. She volunteered to do it again remotely.
I was going to say, she really wants to be involved. Yeah.
She desperately wants a job.
Oh, well, she can do that then. Yeah.
She's already on European recruitment, but she wants like another job.
Yeah, and that way she can still get the photos and content for Instagram.
Yeah, if we send the stuff to her, she'd be more than
happy. Well, you can just add her in the WhatsApp group.
Definitely.
Yeah.
She'll be pleased with that. I'll pass it on to her.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. Thank you.
So, yeah, it's an important involved function at camp, but yeah, like we know that, like, especially this year, there were challenges and it was sort of, it's always been very balanced. The discussion even came up in the past, do we have a SOZN? And I think the important part is archival work, yeah. And a point in time. The Estonian archives do keep a copy of the SOZN every year. It basically represents the whole week of camp. Mm. Boom, something tangible or digitally tangible.
As in, we see the Estonian archives in Estonia or in like
the Australian archives.
Yeah. Also, we Aime Liban got a grant to
digitize
it, do some fancy archival shit with it. I spoke to her the other day.
To speak technically.
So yeah, so we need to keep building on that as well. And it's for Estonia so that they can see what we do.
Yeah, because it helps us apply for grants through the Estonian government, which helps us put camp on.
Yeah.
I thought I had in terms of lacking on waste. Probably more effective with A-groupers is we could get them to submit subscriptions, like how many physical, because you suggested like only having limited copies per hut.
We tried that this year with the little kids, and
don't ask the little kids. We tell the little kids how many they get. The older, more responsible ones ask, like, realistically, who reads, how many copies do we want?
Like,
who
keeps
it? Yeah, yeah. Actually, who keeps it? Yeah,
because everyone reads it. Obviously,
yeah, true. Who keeps it?
I never kept them. I threw them out because I'm a grub and I never keep them.
And it came down to distribution. Like, we just didn't have the right.
Just trying to think of some way to cut down the amount that we need to print off.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have a limited run, so you can share them and like who actually keeps them, and yeah, just so we're not printing off one per person, we're printing off like a couple per hut.
Yeah. It's still in actual practice, it becomes an actual logistics thing for two people or one person doing it.
Yeah.
They basically have to come and get others to help them staple, help them print, help them go collect, help them hand it out to the tables. But yeah, all of these questions are basically left up to whoever's in charge of the source. We can give them that.
The other thing though, feedback. This year, because we didn't have enough people and Ella was doing a double job, Warwick also helped out a few other times and things, was it was not ever ready at lunchtime. So because we have a big team now and it would be like a different situation, I would expect it to be done before lunch. So we can do all that sort of stuff. But that was another reason why the kids didn't get the sausage at lunchtime. Yeah.
Is this session meant to be on brainstorming ideas?
Yes, but we're also, I got a message that they'll be here at like 11.
Yeah, well, we can put a few other things in this
session. And we can have like a morning tea break and
do that. Yeah, I think we'll do the morning tea break when they get here, and we'll just put things that they don't need to be a part of until we get there.
And we're recording things anyway. But yeah, we should do a brainstorm of content for the sausage.
So whoever takes it can.
Notepads and paper, did you want to separate us out or?
We can go to groups. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. All there's right. Notepads. There's textures.
There's croissants.
There's croissants.
I was just wondering, like, what's the kind of format of the...
I'll get the pink font.
Maybe that'd be good.
So usually it's usually 4 pages per day, just A4 paper.
Two, double that.
I guess jam as much in that's still visible as possible.
Very cool. Thank you.
And, yeah, certain years, especially on the last day when there's lots more photos. Sometimes there are 6 pages and
sometimes it'll be bumper editions.
Yeah. Do we need to break out or can we just sort of draw ideas?
I didn't write out groups for this one, so I'm gonna have to do this on the fly. So
it's good character building for you.
Yeah, that's fine. we're just gonna get new people with old people. So
why'd you look at me?
How many to a group?
Let's go 4 to a group. Everyone stand up, find a new person attached to.